Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
What is your name?
ESPN 97.5. KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
That's not Thanksgiving.
This is a remix, yeah.
Tomatoes,
greens, beans, potatoes,
chicken.
Well, I think it's rhymes, but play her speech, because she gets into a rhythm, and it was, of course, the internet turned it into a remix. But it's a pastor, a female pastor, who is talking about giving thanks for these things, and she does it in kind of a rhythm, and of course, somebody on the internet picked up and said, well, this can be turned into a remix. Like most things, it can be turned into a remix. So Dell will find you the regular. People are getting hyped up on Thanksgiving. Do you? You know, I'm not a turkey fan. Although there was, you found it, Dell.
No,
the fried turkey is excellent.
Oh yeah, turkey.
Spicy fried turkey.
If it's done
Cajun
right,
fried
like,
turkey.
Like Damaris had a good one that we.
Oh
had
my
over
god,
here.
It's delicious.
They had a good one, but
Damaris. And listen, today's the last day you can order it. Get to Damaris and order that turkey. I'm not joking. Get the fried Cajun turkey. It is the best turkey I've ever had.
I've gotten it there. I've gotten it at Pete's Fine Meats. I'm more of, because you got a better chance of it being juicy.
But yeah, it's juicy.
But turkey's just so tough sometimes to make sure it's as juicy through the process, maintaining it overnight.
Well, you don't do it.
Well, you get it pre-cooked, so you got to follow all the instructions to try to keep it
and
where it is.
And make sure that it's not cold.
That you don't over, yeah, you know, make right. sure it's not cold. So you don't overcook it when you heat it up and make it dry out. So, like, I'm going to, we're supposed to, we'll see, go to my parents' house for the first time. I haven't been to my parents' house since I was a kid for Thanksgiving. Younger, I don't think. Maybe at some point in my 20s. Uh-huh. But I know that, like, last year, I did a brisket. What's wrong with doing a brisket for Thanksgiving? What's wrong with doing...
Because it's not Thanksgiving.
Beef tenderloin. Yeah.
It's turkey.
Why do they force us into eating a turkey?
Because that's what Thanksgiving is.
What?
Turkey and genocide. That's what it is.
No. No.
Right?
I mean, you can miss me with both. But the genocide, clearly. The turkey, meh.
A massive genocide on turkeys.
I don't need either one, to be honest with you.
Turkey's okay. There's 100 things better. I'll have a big fat steak on a Thanksgiving. And I do like the sides.
You know where you should go?
Now, I do like side dishes.
Del Frisco's.
I do like side. You want that? Lance Zerline's house with my grill from Texas Star Grill Shop.
Well, that
but
too.
I do know this much. Side dishes can find me all they want. I'm here for
side
dishes.
Oh, you know what is the best? And nobody does this because I'm Cajun. And, well, I'm in the Chinese community. Actually, I'm in the Cajun community. I'm in the Jewish Cajun community. I'm in all the communities.
You're not Cajun.
Yeah. What?
You're not Cajun.
Yeah, I am.
You're not Cajun. You're not Cajun.
You're not Cajun.
I've been Cajun.
You're from Chicago.
For 23 years, I've been Cajun.
You're from Chicago.
You're not Cajun. You're none of that.
Yeah, I'm all this.
Yeah, he's none of that.
A blend.
Hey, Jonu, listen. Dirty rice is the greatest side dish on Thanksgiving.
It's good.
It's unbelievable.
I agree. I don't stay traditional. That's why, like, certain things, like, I'm okay with green bean casseroles. How easy is it? Ugh. Here's your green beans. Here's your cream of mushroom. Here's your onion strings.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. It's white people casserole, Dell. You can just say it out loud on the thing. That's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, mac and cheese is considered.
Those ingredients.
Mac and cheese considered. It's a crossover.
It's a crossover.
But that's considered more of a black side dish, right?
Initially, yes.
Initially. It's crossed over. Green bean casserole, I'm not sure there's a tremendous amount of crossover appeal there.
Nah.
Everyone does mashed potatoes. Sweet potatoes can be a little different. It's called
overrated.
People call it sweet potatoes. Well, black people call it yams.
They're actually a different thing altogether. One's a sweet potato. One's a yam.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was.
Are they two different things?
Yeah.
What are they?
Yams got mushrooms, marshmallows.
No, that's what you put on sweet potatoes. Yams, you don't need.
I don't know.
Yams, you throw some brown sugar, some butter.
Yeah,
you good.
Oh
yeah.
That's yams.
Yeah,
brown sugar and butter.
Well,
that's good.
And sweet potatoes too. Brown sugar and butter. It's all.
Hey, put brown sugar and butter on anything, and it's going to be good.
That's why you double starch it. You go. Sweet potatoes and you do mashed.
You know
potatoes.
What's the best? The little rolls with the butter, smothered in butter.
They're all right.
Oh,
I don't
come
like wasting
on.
My time. I do. Do you like broccoli rice casserole?
You can't. Every meal should have a great roll.
I think a bread. I'll say a bread. Maybe not a roll. I don't know. Maybe I just don't have the good rolls for.
Or the croissant. The little rolls that you bake and they come out. And you put the butter on. Tremendous.
Yeah, I'm a fan of bread in general.
Yeah.
Now I like broccoli rice casserole. Like I'll eat a lot of side dishes. Stuffing's got to be my mother-in-law. Stuffing is really good, but it's got to be. I don't eat that. What is that gelatin? The congealed cranberry. I don't mess with the cranberry.
No, who eats cranberry?
I don't care cranberry about sauce since they were serving us Thanksgiving.
Giblet gravy. No. Don't care about that.
Gravy's good.
I mean, I'm okay with it, I guess.
You put that on the. You have to put it on the stuffing because the stuffing is stuffing's overrated. I just said it.
Stuffing's all right.
Let's get Marcus in here. He's working. Cajun turkey. Marcus wants to talk about the Cajun turkey. What do you say, Marcus?
I was just telling you, you were talking about fried Cajun fried turkey. I do a Cajun fried cornichon stuffed with dirty rice with candy yams on the side.
Wow.
On the side dish.
Nice.
That sounds good.
Nice. That's that.
And everybody gets their own bird, and that bird is juicy.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Now, see, we can swerve off the path and come up with some new traditions.
Well, that's not a new tradition. That's a turkey.
Thanks for your time.
Cornish hen?
Happy
he
Thanksgiving.
Said Cornish hen.
Oh,
he said
Cornish hen.
Yeah. He said everyone gets their own Cornish hen. That's a good host.
I don't know.
There's no carving involved with one guy.
That's what Dad does.
Yeah, I know.
That's what Dad does.
You know, I got stuck carving for the holiday. I was carving all the turkeys, the Damaris turkeys in there, and I was literally starving to death. I was like.
Oh, no. When you're carving, you take a little piece for yourself. You get one, I get one.
I had everyone from the station and Culture Map sitting there looking at me, and I couldn't really do that.
Baloney.
Yeah, no.
You go, oh,
what you afraid of?
This is my. Look at this. This looks juicy and wonderful.
I don't want people to know how
I am. That's
how I am, Del. I am like that. I don't want them to know. I don't want them to know.
The best thing is the skin that's crispy.
Yeah.
Oh, on the fried turkey?
Dude, there's a restaurant I went to that had... A good restaurant like Nashville I can't remember where it was. It was crispy. The outside of the dish was crispy chicken skin. It was literally just chicken skin they had pulled off. and fried, and it was crispy chicken skin was like the shell. That was like the shell of this dish, and it was phenomenal.
That's the best.
Crispy chicken shin.
Watch
skin.
Yourself.
What did he
crispy
keep?
Chicken
huh?
skin.
He almost did it twice.
I said shin.
What?
Said crispy chicken. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Crispy chicken skin, turkey skin.
He did that twice.
All that. The Why bird
do,
skin.
Can
is
I
good.
Ask you a question? Why do we have to hear from Flash if LSU isn't playing Alabama? I got tiny LSU and Flash on the board at the same
that,
time.
We already know how that went last time. 21, 29 nothing.
Oh, Flash is our biz
nut. Got beat down twice, Tiny.
Flash, get in here. Flash, what do you, why are you calling when Alabama's
got,
not beating LSU this
game.
Week?
He probably has some games.
Oh, well, that's already happened. I'm traveling to watch them beat Auburn. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you guys if you saw the Les Miles or listened to
yes.
the Les Miles
oh my God.
Press conference.
It was the
I love that.
God, it's embarrassing. I felt bad that we played it because it's really, really embarrassing.
I mean, did he have an epiphany?
No, he didn't have an epiphany. He had a brain.
Realized he was at Kansas.
He had an aneurysm.
It honestly, sounded like he was having a stroke.
No, he did.
Like he couldn't. I've been stuck on a word before.
Yeah, but
Les couldn't get off. He couldn't get off.
The question was, what style of football are you going to play? And then he started going into community. And then he didn't even know the word for community.
Del, pull it up so we can play.
No, don't play it again.
That's sitting on the show. We don't care about Les.
This is Jordan Jefferson kicking a guy in the face while he's down.
Wait a minute, Del. Don't kick him when he's down, Les. And then he's over there. So the massage is for Tom Herman. He's kicking.
No, I'm not.
You put your boots on.
Okay, cool. Hook him.
You put your boots on Monday after
okay,
you found
cool,
that out.
Okay, cool, hook him.
Les Miles had a real thing that he said, an actual thing he said.
No.
We should be able to play it?
No.
We did play it.
Wait a minute.
Again, over and over.
Okay.
Why do you want to put down Les Miles so bad?
Yeah, he's...
Hey, wait a minute.
Listen, I really think he's got mental... He's got... There's something wrong with Les mentally. I'm not even joking. He is... No, I'm not... Flash, that's not funny.
You're the one saying it.
It's not funny.
Play it again. Play the sound.
They're making Dr. Pepper commercials, not coaching a football team.
Listen, here's a live look. Here's a live
this
look.
This is like
I don't know if this is
this
real.
Is like playing if Gilbert is stuck on a war. Listen, that's what and it's mean. You're being mean now. Okay?
No, he's not being mean. By the way, this is
hey, he's getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, he's getting paid a lot of money.
So what?
Then don't talk that way. If you say by the way, was this, I don't know if this is Tiny and Flash at all. I have no idea. There is a rumor that this is Flash after Tiny had come up to him after the Alabama-LSU game.
LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
Is that you, Flash? Flash, was that you?
Was that Tiny?
That wasn't me.
Okay.
So Tiny didn't stick his finger in your booty?
We can say that, but we can't replay Les.
LSU fan came stuck his finger in my booty.
In my booty. Hey, have fun. Listen, we'll be rooting for Auburn. I just got news for you, Flash. Okay?
I'm not.
Yeah. Okay?
Well, whatever you do, don't bet the first half because Alabama's covered every first half this year.
Yeah, they should
not
make the first
the
half.
Not against the Citadel.
Not against the Citadel, they
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
right.
Well, there wasn't a line on that one, John.
What do you mean, people? But finally, somebody put you in your place, okay? Citadel.
There you go.
Suck on that, Flash.
Put you in your place.
Beat it. Beat it, Flash. We don't want to hear from Flash. Alabama. It's so played out. Why don't you just be a Yankee fan? Beat it. Or a Laker fan. Stop. Terrible. Flash.
He grew up an Alabama fan.
Probably
you adopted
not.
LSU.
Probably not.
You adopted LSU.
No, I married LSU.
When you adopted him as yours. He didn't marry into it. He was it.
I pay LSU. Oh, so I could be a fan.
Too. You adopted a university, and you pay to take care of them.
I pay
That's
LSU. Okay, you know how much money I've given LSU?
And when you adopt a kid, don't you pay for them?
Yeah.
So that's what you did. You adopted LSU.
No, I didn't adopt LSU. I got rights. No,
yeah,
okay?
Just like
I got rights
parent.
At Oklahoma State, and I got rights at LSU.
An adopted parent... would have a right to those kids too. You're adopted LSU.
No, I bought them. I didn't adopt them.
No,
I bought them.
You adopted.
I bought
them
those kids.
And you decided to take care of
a catalog.
You adopted them and then you decided to take care of them too.
No, I didn't adopt them.
Yes, you did.
No,
yes, you did.
I married it. I married LSU. I'm allowed.
Allowed
okay?
to what?
I'm allowed to be a fan.
Who said you weren't?
What are you saying?
He, he just said you adopted him.
I paid for it in marriage and with cash.
He called Flash a bandwagon fan. Flash has been repping Bama from back when they were pre-Saban.
Jerks. They're all jerks.
He's calling us for all the Mike
Alabama
Price
fans
days.
Are jerks.
Whatever. Shouldn't you be rooting for Lovie Smith or something?
Didn't you score zero against Alabama?
Yeah, screw Alabama.
All that Joe Burrow stuff.
Joe
right
Burrow.
Out the window.
Did you see Joe Burrow against Rice? Marching up and down the field?
Actually, no one did. It was they were playing Rice. Who was watching
marching
that game?
Up and down the field. Joe Burrow.
To the tune of what, 42 points?
Yeah. Well, no, Joe Burrow got – he left. Put in Miles Brennan. Take care of their business, that Rice business.
What did Miles Brennan do in that game?
Nothing.
Yeah.
He didn't – I don't think they scored in the second half. Hey, let's tee it up for Edwin Watts. This Friday, Black Friday, Friday through Sunday. It's not only Friday, but it's Friday through Sunday. Huge savings throughout the store. Now, you want to buy some clothes? They've got all of it. They got the Greg Norman. They got the Nike. They got the Adidas. They've got Under Armour. I mean, you want the gear, the shoes, the FootJoy, whatever it is. You save 10%, 15%, 20% on apparel. It's right here in the Galleria. There's no problem getting to the Galleria on Friday through Sunday. Okay, it's so easy. It's right here at West Homer in Yorktown. It's actually, you don't have to. You can go back roads and get there and not even get near the Galleria, which is a terrible place to be this weekend. But Edwin Watts, easy to get to. West Homer in Yorktown. They got the Ping G400 driver, now only $299.99. Get that if it's you're out there, ladies, listening. Get that for him, and he can go and get all the specifics afterwards during Christmas, okay? He can get all the specifics, but this is a great driver. Plus, if you got a bunch of people that you have to get golf balls for this holiday season, it's a great gift. Dozens of golf balls, the Pro V1 and the Pro V1X Tidelist, which are the best balls, just $39.99. That's a great deal. So you're looking for great deals. This Friday through Sunday, Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. West of the Galleria, Westheimer in Yorktown, it's Edwin Watts.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.820 ESPN 97.5, basically a holiday show. Thoughts and prayers out to Jackie G, the little miniature horse.
Yeah.
And who lives down in Galveston area.
No, that's a different Jackie.
No, it's the same. Isn't it? I thought it happened in Florida, but apparently it was. It must have been in Bolivar.
It's not Bolivar.
Bolivar.
It's a different.
Thoughts and prayers to Jackie G.
Different guy.
May hopefully get through this. Everybody on Twitter seems to be behind you, Jackie. Not like that guy was behind you.
Exactly like that guy was.
Well, they're actually doing a lot of the stuff that that guy was doing, if you want to know the truth. Yeah, truth be told. Yeah, they're giving it to him in that way. So anyway, Jackie G and Bolivar, the little miniature horse, we're with you. We're with you. Tiny wants to get in here. He wants to talk about food. That's why his name's...
LSU fan came stuck his spike in my booty.
Oh no!
My booty.
That's not even funny.
Was that was that you that stuck your finger in his booty?
Bit. It's funny a little bit.
Well, first of all, Bama fan talk like this, so he's probably 5'4".
He was.
I ain't bending down that low to stick no finger in no booty. Stick my finger in my booty. Ain't no sticking nobody in no booty. Anyway, I do want to talk turkey because I want to tell you something. I ran into a guy named Carson Watkins about a week and a half ago, and the guy has a product called Crawcane, and it's crawfish boil. But what he does is they sell this product in an 8-ball and a kilo, and he told me to start Cajun boiling my turkeys. I said, man, that's a little off. So he showed me how to do it. And let me tell y'all, I finished it early this morning because we're doing our Thanksgiving today before we go to Iowa in the morning. And, man, that is the best turkey I have ever had in my life.
Crawcane.
It's called crawcane. And you put two balls in there. You put a half of the sack, a half of the kilo, and then two of the little eight balls inside the turkey. Sew the turkey up, and you just boil it. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's better than fried turkey.
It's probably juicier. But it's boiled turkey. Now, the optics aren't great on that.
Well, it's not crispy, though.
It's not crispy, but the turkey itself, because what you do before that is you take a stick of butter and some Tony Sasseries, and you inject the turkey with the butter, and then you make it cold, put the turkey cold, the butter solidifies inside that turkey, and then you boil it like that, it's over. I'm telling you.
I wouldn't mind trying
that. About 2.5 minutes per pound.
It took me
a little over an hour to do mine.
The only other option I see that would be better is doing a brisket or some type of beef. I think that would actually be
No,
better.
Lance. Brisket is not for Thanksgiving.
Why can't we do brisket or beef ribs?
How are you
going to
stuff a
ribs?
Kilo of crawcane in a brisket?
Pork ribs, beef ribs, yes. Brisket, all of it.
No, you got to sew it up.
Brisket?
Let me ask you something. If turkey's so great and everyone loves turkey so much, why do y'all eat it one time other than the shaved stuff you get in a deli?
Eternal question. If turkey's such a great thing.
Texans know how to screw it up, I tell you.
Who the hell eats brisket?
Who eats brisket? Everyone in the world!
Not for Thanksgiving. Come on.
Oh, well, now, smart
John,
people.
I'm going to take up for John real quick, because when you marry into LSU, you don't have a choice but to be a fan.
That's it.
That man, he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah,
that lady will cut him.
No.
That coon ass will cut him.
And she asked you before the game. She asked you,
ass will cut
are
him.
You true of heart or are you not true of heart? Because I need to know right now. And you got to be true of heart. That's right.
Coon
ass women will cut you, because I almost got cut last night messing my wife's praline she was making.
She's a traitor. She's an Alabama fan.
Hey, they'll cut you too.
She's confused.
No, SEC she is. Fans. She's a lost. She's lost cause. That
SEC
one.
Fans will cut you. There are some that are more likely to cut.
Man, dude, don't you snicker if Auburn beats them this weekend in front of her, because she will cut you.
I'm
going to
stick my finger in her booty.
Oh! That's your wife. That's the future mother of your children you're talking about.
And?
Okay.
And?
Hey,
well.
He just told secrets. Just that's all he did.
Get beat it, Tiny.
He just told
Crawcane. Crawcane.
Just told some secrets.
It's Crawcane, Crawcane, LLC.com.
All right, so is there anything that I don't know about from a dessert standpoint? Everyone does pumpkin pie, sweet potato
pie. Get pumpkin out of my face.
Yeah, pumpkin sucks. Pecan pie now.
Sweet potato pecan pie, you ever had that?
No.
A combination?
You never had that like at Pappas, at Papado? No. Oh, my God. It is the truth.
I ain't doing
That's a Cajun
it.
Thing.
Pumpkin is so basic.
No, I said sweet potato pecan pie. I didn't say anything about pumpkin.
I got a pecan and a sweet potato at home right now.
Yeah, sweet potato pie is the truth. With a bourbon sauce, it is really, really good. I still like pecan pie. I eat pecan. I'm kind of with you. Pumpkin spice this, pumpkin pie. I'll eat it as long as there's a lot of whipped cream. But what are some?
It's got to be hot pecan pie with vanilla ice cream on it.
And we good.
You can do apple pies.
And we good. We don't even have to eat turkey.
You could do apple pies, right, for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, that too. Hot apple pie? Sure.
Cherry pies.
Hell yeah. All right, Absolute Marble and Granite, we could do that too. We could get when you take the turkey out, you put it on the counter. Well, your counter sucks. Okay, so what you need is Jeff Aronoff to fix that counter, because Jeff Aronoff comes to the rescue, saves your house, because your house sucks. If you don't update your house, if you don't have a patio out there, if you don't have an outdoor kitchen out there, what are you doing? What kind of, do you think you're going to resell this house, or anybody's going to want to rent it at Renter's Warehouse? No. You know why? Because you don't have none, because your house is crap. You can't live, and oh, by the way, your business too. People come up, look at this counter. This is terrible. Well, fix it. It's easy. Jeff Aronoff will get that job done. He's going to give you 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. Any kind of, if he's rock hard. Anything that is hard, Jeff Aronoff works with every day. All right? It's all you got to do is call him, let him come to your home, give you that free estimate, 20% off. After it's all said and done, then say, well, I'm a 97.5 listener. I want my 20% off. All right. That's what he has to do then. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. He's really good at this, so you're looking for somebody to come and fix that, whatever it is. 713-880-2822. Tell him you heard it right here.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 831. Tell you what. Who wants to play Beat the Limo Guy? 10 o'clock, an hour and a half from now. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. 10th caller. Ready? Go. 713-780-3776. Play Beat the Limo Guy. You get 4 tickets to the game. Texans or Rockets. The limo ride there and back. And dinner. If it's the Rockets, it's at China Garden. If it's the Texans, it's at Nick's place. Let's go. Who wants to play Beat the Limo Guy? 713-780-3776. 10th caller.
Oh, and I wouldn't be so confident coming in. Justin won a smooth 5-0.
Justin went 5-0 last week?
5-0, won the double banger as well.
Because he did a lot of under-overs, didn't he?
Only did one, I think.
That's it? I thought he did a couple, three.
I'll look again, but I was checking it last night. I believe he only did one.
There was a double. He won the double banger?
He won a double banger, which is...
Somebody asked me, hey, I listened to the show. What's a double banger?
He won Panthers and Lions.
It's when... Okay, so the Lions are playing the Bears. Let's say the caller takes the Lions, Justin takes the Bears. That's a double banger. We're going to play Beat the Limo Guy at 10 o'clock. So 10th caller is going to be it. She's got him, right? Irene's got him?
Yes.
Right. Let's get John in here.
Ooh, let's clean it up. 4-1. He did not get Oakland versus Arizona. He went 4-1.
He took Arizona?
Yeah. He still won the round, but he didn't go 4-1.
He did go 4-1. Now, you got to have more wins than him. If you tie, if he ties, whatever, it doesn't count. You got to have more wins. It's Beat the Limo Guy. Beat him and beat him silly. Beat the snot out of him. John is here. Let's get John in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, John.
Yeah, I wanted to back up a couple food claims. Lance mentioned the pecan sweet potato pie at Papa's. Man, it's so good. It's a combo. I've never had it till last year. And you can get it for a double saw blade, so cheap, $20. That's it. Anyway, and also the caller earlier, we talked about Cornish hens. Man, I'm telling you, my ex-girlfriend used to make those during the holidays. They're so good. I had to call her up the other day to get the recipe for this year.
That's a Christmas thing, though. That's more Christmas.
Well, I mean, she made it for Thanksgiving too, though. So, and like the guy said earlier, everybody gets their own little hen. There's no dark meat, white meat fight. You get a little of both, and it's the. I mean, I don't know what. I got the recipe now. I forgot what it was, but it's much better than a turkey. I like turkey too, but it's better than a turkey.
You're not gonna get any fight from me. I really don't care if I ever have turkey again. If I have it, that's fine. If I don't have it, that's fine. It's kind of like watching. You know, like I don't know.
It's Mac football on a Tuesday. I can take it or leave it.
Yeah, hey, look, if it's on, that's fine. If I, you know,
but something better comes along, I'm switching.
Yep, there's that too. Yeah,
Mac football Tuesday nights. That's what turkey is.
that's surprisingly
it's
accurate.
Not
actually,
Mac.
Yes, it is.
No.
You would pick different. You would even pick a different poultry if you had your choice. You only do it because a tradition. It's Mac football on a Tuesday. Oh, look, turkey on a Tuesday and Mac football are the same thing. I could have it. But if you gave me a better option, I'd switch. You know what you would do? If I slapped Del Frisco steak in front of you on Thanksgiving
100%
or,
you take
or
that.
Netflix
the bone
season
in,
one of Narcos
the bone in
as opposed to Mac football, what are you taking?
You would take,
you'd be switching to both.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
It's
but true. It's got to – listen, Otherwise, I'm going to go with the traditional, okay?
Except dirty rice, which it's there not was traditional no, at all. That's not traditional.
It is in Louisiana.
It wasn't when it was first invented. I married
Louisiana,
invented.
So guess what?
When it was first guess invented. Guess
what? That's what you get.
When Thanksgiving was invented.
They don't even, like stuffing never gets touched there at Wendy's house.
Why would it if you have dirty rice?
If you got dirty rice. I mean, it's like you got to make it, though, because and it just sits there.
For why what? Do you have to make it?
No, you don't.
Because it's traditional.
It doesn't matter.
It's just waste.
You don't have to just make
it. Just waste,
that.
And then you throw it out.
No you one don't have it, to make turkey. Make you don't have to make
yes,
stuffing.
Yes, you do.
I'm no. not making turkey.
Otherwise, you're not America. You're not America.
That turkey's, I mean, Louisiana's the country unto itself, anyway. Desserts.
By the way, Art wants to see Louisiana. Boiled turkey. Can we sell Louisiana to France or replace it with Puerto Rico? Those backwards-ass inbreds are terrible. That's ugly.
We've got Puerto Rico.
We already own.
We already have.
We already own that.
Well, you might want to inform some people. Some people aren't Puerto aware. Rico.
All right. Don't we already own those people? Don't we?
Well, I would stop saying that.
I'm just saying.
We don't own them. They're Americans like us.
That's what I'm
unless
saying.
Unless a natural
President
disaster
Trump
happens.
Owns us all, doesn't he?
Unless really? A natural disaster happens, then we some people might forget that they're Americans.
All the double bangers. Danish and coffee. Who eats breakfast on Thanksgiving morning? No. No, you don't eat breakfast.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Oh, we've had this. Oh, no, wait. Don't answer this. This is something I found out. I don't think it was.
Why would you eat on Thanksgiving morning?
Maybe it was on this show, but I don't think so. So when would you eat your Thanksgiving?
We usually eat about 12 or 1.
Okay. I would too. When you were growing up or right now?
Oh, both. No. Now we do that.
Yeah. What about when you were
growing up? Probably later because we'd always go to my aunt's house.
Like, or, what about two?
More like three or four.
Okay. Dell, what about you?
Yeah, we were making the rounds.
Yeah. We would never have it at home.
I don't think I would eat it. Even if she had made food, we still had to make the rounds. We never ate at noon. It was probably around the 3 o'clock.
Yeah. I found this out culturally. This is true. We can find this out with 100 calls. Culturally, white people, 12 to 1.
Italians,
I know this.
4:35.
Well, the gravy still has to marinate.
No, but Mexican yeah.
the gravy's still cooking.
By the way, there's always pasta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
That's you always got the gravy with the sausage and the meatball or perpetis. You guys on perpetis?
I don't even
you
know.
You even know
what
this is?
No.
Oh my God.
But
see, we always have perpetis
on
Thanksgiving.
I'll bring this up and we'll get a bunch of calls about this because this is true. Mexican families, and I think I maybe black too, but for sure Mexican families. I found this out with like a zillion calls. My wife said that's a white people thing to eat at noon or 1 o'clock. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's when you have Thanksgiving and then you have leftovers in the evening. No. That's what you do. She goes, no, you don't. That's only white people do that. I'm like, well, that's the pilgrims. I mean, if we're being honest, but she said everyone else is like three at the earliest. And 4 o'clock. I said,
who are these people? Why would you do
I
that?
Wait so, why would I wait
and
so
then you
long?
Don't,
she said, you don't. You get appetizers. So
no,
you're like stringing
what?
It out throughout the day.
Your wife.
Generally, the food is
why
still
did you
being,
marry her?
Well, look.
No, seriously. That is a culture. It's a cultural thing.
That's a deal breaker.
Generally, right? With my growing up, the food was still being prepared up to like 2 to 3 in the afternoon.
See? Cultural.
Huh.
So she would, my mom would
that
start,
was Italians too. We didn't eat till even 4 or even 5.
Yeah, my mom would start prepping the night before, like tonight, she would start prepping, but the food would be still, it would be piping hot
what
by the
like?
Time 3 p.m., 4 p.m. rolled around.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's cultural. My mom had our stuff ready. We're in the middle
you
of
you mean
the,
non-white.
We're in the middle
by
of the.
By cultural, you mean non-white.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, what do you call yourself?
Dark meat.
There you go. Well, no, I'm like, my mom it would have. Thanksgiving when the Lions game was on. We're eating what we're eating.
It was a Cowboys
there's
game.
There's an outside
for us.
Shot.
Yeah,
really?
We're always doing Cowboys. We were always eating during the Cowboys game.
But not now. You eat during
no,
the Lions.
No, not earlier.
Yeah, I eat during the Lions. And you know what? Honestly, we're probably not going to eat in the first half. It's probably second half of the Lions game. I don't know. We'll find out. I'm having Thanksgiving with my mom for the first time in years. We'll find out when we're eating. If it's, I guarantee it'll be during the Lions.
Marsha is white. She's going to eat
she's
early.
From a farm in Kansas. They probably ate at 11 o'clock because they had to get out and work in the fields until about 7 o'clock. So, yeah, that's Kansas farm stuff.
It's stuffing, Lamont. That's what it's called. What not dressing.
Call? Oh, some people call it dressing.
Oh, yeah, it's called both.
And he said in Texas we call it dressing. That's not true.
Uncle Freddy
people
said,
call it stuffing.
Uncle Freddie said Cubans start roasting a pig at noon. So that's going to take a while. So Cubans go.
They don't start till noon? That's how many hours you got to roast a pig.
I told you, it's a cultural thing.
See, when we roast a pig, we start like 7 in the morning.
That's what I would do so yeah. I can eat around noon, yeah. noon or
yeah,
1.
Yeah, yeah. And then you eat out, you just pick at it all yeah. day.
No, you get the one big, there's no picking. You get yeah. that one big plate.
If you're cooking it, you do.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But for us, you get the one big plate right around 3 or 4. If you want to go back in, that's fine. But dessert will be served and everyone's pretty much knocked out unconscious by like 7.
So what is the snack, though? I mean, okay, let's say you eat at 1 at about 7. What is it?
Well, it's just leftovers. You make a turkey sandwich,
white bread, mayonnaise. Well, we would use the salt and pepper.
We use the rolls.
We use the rolls. I would use rolls, and you put whatever choice of ham. Ham's a big thing too.
Yeah, ham.
We would have ham with. I would have ham.
Ham
with
or
roll.
Turkey. Yeah. You might put a little stuffing on it. You make yourself a mini
ham.
Sandwich.
It's
and
not
then
America.
You know what else you did, John?
Whatever.
You took a bowl.
That's
and you
Nigerian.
Put
green, no, it's not.
You put green bean casserole in.
Goat
you put
would be
the
Nigerian.
The broccoli rice casserole. You put corn casserole. If you have, you just mix it up and heat it up,
yeah.
and you just.
You can do that too.
And you eat it with Tostitos.
But one of the greatest sandwiches like the ever is the cold like the turkey with salt and pepper and mayo.
I'm out on the mayo.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's it.
That sounds fine, except for I'd rather go mustard.
No, on that. I don't eat mayo except on Thanksgiving night.
We picked out the ham. You go after the meal is over. You're not done yet. Even if you've had dessert, you got the roll still available with the butter. You
hold on. If you're eating at 3 or 4,
yeah, but the rolls are hard now.
If you're eating at 4 o'clock,
they're hard.
If you're eating at 4 o'clock, how are you? When are you eating?
About 10, 11.
Who said? Yeah. When am I going to bed on Thanksgiving night? What do I care?
Oh, no. Well, white people do this.
You know what? Nick opens on Thanksgiving night. He says people are sick of their families by this time. He's crowded on Thanksgiving night because there's not a lot of places open. Nick usually open. I don't know if he's doing it this year.
I'm gonna check and see if Prime's open, but because that seems like a good place.
That's
to go
a
to
great
Prime.
Place.
But white people do this: lunch at a reasonable time, your leftovers for dinner, and then at night you shuffle in
pecan pie.
Eat pecan pie out of the tin. No, that's what you do. That's a tradition.
That's
and you just eat it with a fork. You don't even have to cut yourself.
That's
a piece.
That's good living, right there.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do things.
That's good living.
And then the pumpkin pie, you go eh.
Meh.
You just feed it to the
walk
dog.
Walk right by the pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie blows. 713-780-3776. Here's the deal: is if this is Thanksgiving, right? So we got a little bit over a month left of the year.
White guy says Thanksgiving dinner's always been at 3 o'clock at my parents' house. We've always been woke. I don't think
he's. I would nominate that guy to be one,
woke.
I would nominate that guy to be one of our allies.
Okay.
All
right. He's having Thanksgiving dinner at the right time. He's an ally.
Three is okay. It's a little challenging. When we start talking about 4 and 5, that's Thanksgiving dinner. That's Thanksgiving dinner. What are you doing for lunch then? And don't tell me just appetizers.
My mom would say, hey, you want to nibble on something? I'm like, no, I'm good. I use the one big plate. And maybe I go for a second plate at 3, starting at 3 or 4.
Hey, listen, everybody does a little bit. Here's a Mexican family eats at noon. So I've been telling you.
It's different.
It's all about.
Lance is the one generalizing.
If you want to do it right, you eat at noon. And so you can graze all day.
I'm glad you had that person on Twitter say that. It's a low percentage.
Okay.
As a low percentage.
Well, they're the rare good
it's
people.
It's rare.
Let's talk about HR&P because we got a little over a month left. And if you haven't made the move yet. Kevin or Chris or any of these guys, they will come to your place of business. They will customize a plan for you. They will get this, and it'll be seamless because you're going to transfer it over at the beginning of the year. So the taxes will be perfect. This is something that you need to do now. You need to go to their website, hrp.net. And listen, you're not working today, so this is a great day to think about making nice moves for your business so that you really feel good about your payroll company, about your benefits packages, about your taxes, about your Affordable Care Act. They take care of HR. They do all of it. HRP.net. They are the best payroll company. We love them. Yeah, you can call Laura Beavers up here at our station, and she will give you the lowdown of how good they are, what they do for you. Or just give them a call and let Kevin Robler or any of the guys come over to your business and explain it to you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Make the move, HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'd like to apologize to all of Puerto Rico. Nah, I don't. I don't care. Yeah, somebody got pissed off because I said we own Puerto Rico. Stop. Oh, but we own Italy, too. Okay, there. Okay. Are you what? Who cares?
Well, we don't.
Stop being. Him and the people. What a bunch of pusses. I'm sorry. This world is so sensitive. Good Lord. It was a joke. I said our president owns them, not us. He didn't even know we owned them.
Well, that was in one case, he was right. We don't own them.
It's a joke. Good Lord. God, everybody's so uptight. Good Lord. Stop already. Life's too short. Just enjoy. Just have some.
Look, John,
some turkey tomorrow.
Or a better
meat option. Some gravy. Not the gravy.
What type of gravy you talking
about? Not that gravy.
Red gravy?
Red gravy.
Pasta
red
sauce?
Red gravy.
What the others
of course you got to have red gravy. I made a sugo last night. I'm bringing it.
The people in Louisiana appreciate that?
Normally, we're going to Oklahoma City.
When you go to Louisiana, do they appreciate
it? Oh, they love my sugo. Are you kidding me? Crazy? Biscuit is here. What's up, Biscuit?
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
What's up, Biscuit? How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
On top of the morning to you.
Hey, man. First of all, like you say, we always plan to eat at 2 and end up eating at 4. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always, you know, grandma or cousin or aunt that's
late.
This has some of the sides. It's a little late, so
yep.
Called CP time, I guess you could say. But definitely, we definitely are later eaters. But the question I have for you guys is, and this is a thing, is you guys talked about stuffing. Yeah, I don't like stuffing, but dressing, that's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother. You know, I got some sisters, some aunts. Some sisters at the church, that dressing they cook. Now that's off the chain there. That stuffing that y'all talking about,
Biscuit. No, why don't you just take some of it? If you get some of it, take some of it, save it, and bring it up here after. I'll eat post Thanksgiving dressing.
You ever had a dressing with a oxtails in it?
No, but man, I'll try it.
Ooh, man,
I'll try it.
Turkey, plain turkey, yeah, we can do without that. But turkey stuffed with jambalaya and shrimp or turkey stuffed with sausage and brisket.
Okay, well, that's a different – that's not even – that's just turkey as like a housing unit
that's all.
For the good stuff.
Well, that's like the stuffing too, by the way.
Yeah, I'll eat the inside
of
that
you
out.
You turn turkey into Tupperware at that point.
It's all right.
Turkey's like
gotta cook it in
casing.
Something. You got to cook it in something. Might as well be a turkey.
That's it.
That's all right.
Turkey's nothing more than sausage casing in this scenario. But, I'll have that. I will say turduckins are pretty good. If you get a turducken, they're pretty good. I like the part.
Well, listen, a Cajun stuffing inside, a spicy stuffing inside the turkey is delicious, dude. It's delicious. So let's not underestimate what you can put in a turkey and have it come out awesome.
I'm not saying you can't turn turkey into something that's actually edible. But the turkey by itself, beat it.
Italians, up at 6, cooking by 7, drinking by 8. The men nap around noon, wake up at 3. The wives do all the things they like. The ragu and the pasta ready. Eat till 6, sleep again, wake up, nighttime for some sandwiches.
See, that's the thing about, I don't understand getting up that early. Like, I get if you're prepping food, but there's no, I'm cooking starting today and cooking tomorrow. There ain't no way I'm up before 10. There's no way on a day off particularly for a guy who wakes up at 4:45, I'm getting up that early.
Eight is the latest I can get up now.
No, I can't sleep in.
It just doesn't exist
anymore. So I was doing this for a while, and I couldn't do it anymore. All the Damarises, all the Greeks, they go to one house. It's on the west side over by Beltway 8 and I-10 over there. And they all boil their turkeys.
Fry them.
Excuse me. Deep fry them in the peanut oil.
I got
but
my
they do
ass
it every.
Man.
Yes, you've been
by
there.
By the ouzo.
Oh my God. But they start. And Todd came in here and said, when do you start drinking? So I say, crack your first beer 10:30, 11 o'clock, whatever. You know, you start drinking some Coors Light. That'll get your appetite going. It'll be awesome. All that stuff. They drink and something. And it's inevitable. Happens every single year. There's at least one of them or two of them that are snockered, just polluted. And this is not a great way. And I've gotten drunk because of the ouzo.
No, I have too.
You go over there, you fry your turkey.
You got to do ouzo shots. I had to go lay down at my house.
Yes.
I brought the turkey back.
And then
and I had to go lay
down.
I had to go lay down at my house for about an hour.
Yes.
And I was like, I will
and
never
this is,
do
no,
that
you
again.
Can't do that.
You can't
and
do
I've
that.
Done it. I did a couple Thanksgivings and I was like, you're by 10 o'clock in the morning, you're wasted. Okay, I can't do this anymore, Yanni. So I haven't been back since because you can't go there. Every single time someone comes by, they've got a bottle of ouzo and you have to take a hit of it. So the drinking thing, you have to control yourself. You can't be with the Greeks because the Greeks get you snockered. You can't do that. What you have to do is you crack open your first beer about 10:30, 11, and then you're helping your wife with the cooking and all the stuff, and by one, you've had a few, you feel good, you eat very nice, you sleep during the Cowboy game because they suck, and you don't want to watch it anyway. And then you get up and you start eating again. That's Thanksgiving.
And now that college football has decided to take the day a little bit too, you can sleep through the Cowboy game, take your nap, and wake up and actually watch a game that actually matters.
Yeah,
a Thursday night college football game.
Either that or Saints and Falcons.
That well now too. That's the That's another change as
yeah,
well.
Right.
Cowboys doesn't
you don't
have to be
miss
the end
Saints.
Of your day.
You don't want to miss Saints football.
No,
I mean they're. You know the Saints. This will probably surprise you a little bit. Who is the highest scoring team in the league? In the NFL.
Not the Chiefs?
Saints. Of the big three, we're going to call them the big three, who has the...
I know it's the best defense.
Going order of passing, I don't know if there is such a good thing as a good defense for those three.
Well, the Saints have a good defense.
They've actually gotten much better from the beginning of the season. Go in order of highest passing yards to lowest passing yards per game of the big three.
I would. My first inclination would be Chiefs, Saints, Rams.
Chiefs, Rams, Saints. Chiefs 318 a game. Rams 310. Saints 295.7. I would guess
more.
Drew Brees, who is considered the front runner. Now the Saints have played 10 games. Rams 11. Kansas City 11. Drew Brees considered front runner for MVP. Now keep in mind, Pat Mahomes is going to end up with over 50 touchdown passes.
Oh yeah. What's he got now? 37.
37. The two other guys who did that won MVPs. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. He's not expected to because Drew Brees has 25 touchdowns. He's averaging 2.5 a game, obviously, and only one interception.
Let me ask you this.
And his team's lost one time.
If they would have lost, and that was the first game of the year against Tampa.
Yeah.
If they would have lost to the Rams, would, even though Drew played great,
yes.
would
Mahomes would
Mahomes
be in the lead.
Would be in the lead.
I still think Mahomes should. I don't think he should be written off by any stretch. I still think there's an argument between Mahomes and Brees. This is really his rookie season, and he's doing all this. That should matter.
Yeah. Well, and someone else said, you know, I just don't think that we've given, and I really think that some of this is going to be a lifetime achievement award for Drew Brees too. In saying Drew Brees is and should be. Okay. Is he not one of the top five quarterbacks of all time?
I think he probably is. I
mean, and
durable, consistent, efficient. He's been a winner. Yeah, he got outshined by Brady and Manning. We forget about Manning a little bit, but he got outshined by Brady and Manning. And Drew Brees is in there chalking up those numbers. And, you know, I'm an advocate for Phillip Rivers, too. I think what Phillip Rivers has done has been incredible. I mean, he hasn't had near the talent of any of those teams. And he's posted some
fantastic
numbers.
Okay, your top five quarterbacks of all time.
Well, Marino is going to be in the top five. I'm not going to place him in order. Obviously, Deshaun.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that.
I would say, no, I think you have to go, I mean, the three we just talked about, Breeze, Manning, and Brady, you have to put them in, and then you figure out the other two. I mean, people are going to default to either Montana.
Well, I'm going to default to Montana.
I'm not going to say Montana.
I am.
I'm not going to. I probably need to look at it. I might. I definitely would say Marino. Dan Marino was a phenomenal quarterback. I'm not going to bang him for having terrible running game.
So would it be those five? Manning, Brady, Breeze,
Marino,
and Montana?
Elway, Young, Montana would be the other three I would consider, probably. I'd have to figure one out of there.
I mean, Otto Graham doesn't get enough love.
Yeah, I'm not going to go far back to guys I never saw. I can't.
Well, see, I just can't. But then people are going to say that about Brady. You know what? Well, he won. You know how much Otto Graham won?
How much TV footage is there of Otto Graham? Like, you'll be able to see. Well, I say you'll be able to see Brady. Pick any NFL player from the past and go Google him in YouTube and see if you can find any video on him. Do you know the NFL? You can't find anything on anybody. I'm trying to use Aaron Schobel as a comp. I wanted to go watch Aaron Schobel play to remind myself how he looked and how he moved. I found one play where he got a sack on Drew Brees. You can't find Justin Tuck. I barely found anything for him.
Because the NFL
won't let anything.
Well, NFL Films, because that's such a moneymaker. They're like, you ain't taking our stuff.
Okay, but why don't we go? Why don't we have an NFL Films website where we type in a player's name and we get? Because
then you could steal it. Then you could take it.
Well, let them sue people. I don't care.
Why don't you just talk about winning poker tournaments? That's what you need to do. Oh, man,
Prime Social. So Prime Social, I'm going to check right now. I don't know if it will be on there. On their website.
What?
But
Thanksgiving.
I got to think on Thanksgiving they're going to be open because cash games never quit, right? I mean, and that's in the middle of the 24-hour deal also. Mm-hmm. So I know this. Prime Social is going strong today, as always. Every single day there are cash games going on. Every single day there are tournaments going on. And those tournaments start at noon except on Sunday when it starts at 2. And it gives you a chance to get to the final table and have a shot at winning some good money. Yeah, you put your money in there, and you've got rebuys, you've got add-ons at the break, except on freeze-out tournaments. And on Saturday is their big freeze-out tournament. It's a $300 entry fee, no add-ons, no rebuys. When you're out, you're out. But they are guaranteeing a prize pool of at least $10,000, whether enough people show up or not. Now, here's a little secret there. We're going to have enough people show up. So the prize pool is probably going to be even higher than that. But go enjoy yourself. If you haven't played in a poker tournament of Prime, go in on Saturday and take a chance at stabbing for some big money at Prime Social. For more information about everything that they offer, go to PrimeSocialTX.com. That's PrimeSocialTX.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this... it's the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.